Chapter 8. News about Willoughby. Eleanor returned later to see Marianne, and soon after this, Mrs. Jennings walked in.
How is she? Oh, she is so unhappy. I am not surprised. I met a friend half an hour ago who told me the news. Willoughby is going to marry Sophia Grey. He has behaved very badly towards Marianne, said Mrs. Jennings.
But Marianne is so pretty. I am sure that she will find another gentleman to marry.
Marianne agreed to join them for dinner, but although she sat with them, she did not speak. Mrs. Jennings saw that she was unhappy and behaved kindly. She gave Marianne the best seat next to the fire and did all she could to make her comfortable. But Marianne did not seem grateful and suddenly got up and left the room.
Poor girl, said Mrs. Jennings to Eleanor. It makes me sad, but I know that Miss Grey has a very large income. People say that she is not pretty, but it seems that she has chosen Willoughby, and your sister has lost him. I cannot believe that he took Marianne all around Allenham and made her believe that it was her future home.
Please, ask Sir John and Lady Middleton not to talk about Willoughby in front of Marianne, said Eleanor.
Of course, replied Mrs. Jennings. Colonel Brandon will be happy now. He will have a chance of marrying Marianne.
Eleanor then went to her sister, who was resting on her bed. When Eleanor returned to the living room, Colonel Brandon had arrived. Mrs. Jennings whispered to Eleanor,
"He looks very serious. He knows nothing. You must tell him."
She left Eleanor and Colonel Brandon alone. "Marianne is not well," Eleanor said to him.
"Then the news I heard may be true," he said.
"Yes. Where did you hear it?" asked Eleanor.
"I heard some ladies talking in a shop, and they said that Willoughby was engaged to Miss Grey and that they will be married in a few weeks. After that, they will go to his home in Somerset."
"I was shocked," he said.
"And you know that Miss Grey is very wealthy?" asked Eleanor.
"Yes," replied Colonel Brandon.
"How is your sister?"
"She is very unhappy. Willoughby has behaved very selfishly," she replied.
"Does your sister think that he behaved badly?" he asked.
"I think that she would forgive him if she could," said Eleanor. "Do you have something to tell me? Is that why you came?" she asked.
"I want you to understand more of Willoughby's character," he said. "But it is difficult for me.
Do you remember that I once said that Marianne was very similar to someone I knew?"
"Yes," replied Eleanor.
"Her name was Eliza," he said. "She had the same warm character and strong feelings as Marianne. Her parents had died, and my father took care of her. I loved her very much. She also loved me. But when she was 17, my father made her marry my brother. She was going to inherit her parents' money when she got older. My brother did not deserve her. He did not love her. Eliza and I planned to run away together, but a servant heard us talking and told my father. I was sent away from England. My brother married her and behaved very unkindly towards her. About 2 years later, he died." He could not speak for a moment and looked extremely sad. "After 3 years, I returned to England," he continued. "I looked for her, and after 6 months, I found her living in a very cheap hotel. She had lost all her money and was very changed. She had been so unhappy, and this beautiful, healthy young woman was now thin and sick. I took her somewhere better to stay and visited her every day. But soon after this, she died.
He stopped again. Then he told Eleanor,
"She left a child with the same name, little Eliza. She had left my brother and had a baby with another man. This man left her. The child was 3 years old and had no family, no home. After my brother died, I inherited our family's money. I had little Eliza put in a school where she was looked after, and I visited her often. People thought that she was my daughter. When she was 14, she was sent to live with a very good woman in Dorset who looked after four other girls of the same age. But last February, Eliza suddenly disappeared for 8 months. She had met a young man that you also know."
"Was it Willoughby?" cried Eleanor.
"Yes," said Colonel Brandon. "The news came to me by letter that day when I had to leave suddenly. Of course, Willoughby did not know that was the reason. He had left the girl alone. She was going to have a baby, and she had no friends. He promised to return, but he never did. He did not even write to her."
"That is terrible," said Eleanor, shocked.
"Now you know his character. It is worse than you thought," said Colonel Brandon. "I took young Eliza to live with her child in the countryside, and I give her money. Her life has been very sad. You must tell Marianne some of this story. Maybe then she will miss Willoughby less."
Soon after telling Eleanor all this, Colonel Brandon left the house. Eleanor felt deeply sad, but also grateful to him for telling her everything. The next morning, Mrs. Jennings came to Marianne saying,
"My dear, I have a letter for you."
Marianne looked up, thinking it might be from Willoughby. Her hopes disappeared immediately when she saw her mother's writing. She took the letter and began to read it. It was all about Willoughby. Mrs. Dashwood asked Marianne to be more open about their engagement and said that she was sure that they would be happy together. Marianne felt a strong need to return home and tell her mother everything. She said this to Eleanor, who said that they should wait. Then Eleanor told her sister about her conversation with Colonel Brandon, and she saw that Marianne believed it. But from the way she cried, Eleanor realised that she was as unhappy as before. She was very upset to hear the truth about Willoughby's character and how he had left the young Eliza. Marianne realised that they had both suffered because of Willoughby. He had not been honest with her, but she had been luckier than the other young lady. However, knowing this did not make Marianne happier. She sat there silently, her eyes full of sadness. It was extremely painful for Eleanor. She hated to see her like this. Eleanor wrote to her mother to tell her the news. Mrs. Dashwood's replies were long and full of the same sadness, and Eleanor knew that she worried about her daughter. However, Mrs. Dashwood thought that Marianne should not be at Barton, as this would make her think of Willoughby. And she also thought that in London, Marianne would be less likely to see him again, as he would take his new wife to his home in the countryside. Mrs. Dashwood had also heard that John Dashwood and his wife Fanny would be in London soon, and she thought that they should see them. Marianne agreed to do what her mother wanted,
although it was not what she wanted. Eleanor also knew that by staying in London, she could not completely avoid seeing Edward. But she thought that her sister should stay there. Mrs. Jennings, Sir John and Lady Middleton all behaved kindly towards Marianne, although Sir John said several times that Marianne looked thin. Soon news came that Willoughby had married Sophia Grey. Eleanor told Marianne, who received it calmly, but after a few moments began to cry. Around the same time, the sisters met Anne and Lucy Steele, who had arrived in London. Eleanor was not happy to see them. Lucy said that she was pleased to see her, but Eleanor did not believe this. One day, Mrs. Jennings asked Eleanor and Marianne to come with her to a shop. While they were there, they heard a customer asking for something. This young man was dressed in very expensive clothes and spent a long time explaining exactly what he wanted. He seemed very selfish and made all the other customers wait for a very long time. Suddenly, Eleanor saw another man next to him. She and Marianne were very surprised to see that it was John Dashwood. He told them that he had been in London with Fanny for 2 days. "I would like to visit you at your friend Mrs. Jennings's home," said John. "I hear that she is a rich and important woman. We would like to know her better." John Dashwood was then introduced to Mrs. Jennings, and she invited him to visit. The next day, he came to her home, where she welcomed him warmly. During John's visit, Colonel Brandon also came to the house, and later John asked Eleanor to walk with him. While they were walking, he said that he wanted her to introduce him to Sir John and Lady Middleton. He then asked her about Colonel Brandon's property. Eleanor replied that Colonel Brandon had a large estate. John seemed to think that he would be a very good husband for Eleanor. "I do not think that Colonel Brandon wants to marry me," she told John. "But tell me, is Edward going to be married?"
"Mrs. Ferrers hopes that he will marry the daughter of Lord Morton, a man with a lot of property and a good income," he replied. "I am very pleased that you have made friends with Mrs. Jennings. She seems a good person to know. She has a large house and knows many important people. I am happy that you and your sister have friends like this."
They arrived at the house of Sir John and Lady Middleton, and John was very pleased to meet them.
"Fanny will be so pleased to hear that I have met them," he said to Eleanor after they left. "I am sure that she will want to meet them too."